Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, we just want to thank you and lift you up on today. We want to thank you and lift you up on today. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised, Lord. There is nobody else that is like you in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind. And we just want to exalt you on today, Lord. We want to exalt you as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. We want to exalt you as being the sole source and the very essence of our creation. You are, God, the epitome of who we are. And we just want to bless you on today, God. We want to bless you on today, God, because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, we're going to lift our hands and glorify you. Before we go any further, we're going to bow down to you and let you know that we appreciate you. Before we go any further, we're going to bless you with the clapping of our hands and the stomping of our feet. Before we go any further, God, we're going to raise your holy name, because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. And so many times, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we get so wrapped up and consumed with the cares of this world and this life that we can't get out of here, Koshanda, that we don't give you what is due you. It's so many times, Lord, that we cannot praise you the way that we desire to praise you because it's a strain on our brain. It's so many times, God, that we fight stuff within that we cannot glorify you and bow down to you. But right now, God, we're going to cast everything at your feet. We're going to empty ourselves out right now. Hallelujah. We're going to give you every problem, every worry, and every concern. We're going to give you all the stuff that causes us to be wrapped up and consumed in our thoughts, Lord. Oh, God. We're going to give it all to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because we know that you are able to handle it. We know that you are able to fix it. We know that you are capable of working it out. So here it is right now, God. Here it is right now, God. We're going to surrender it all to you. We're going to empty ourselves. We're going to declutter our minds. We're going to stretch it out in front of you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every doubt, we're giving it to you, God, because it ain't happened yet. We will not allow ourselves to go into a place of doubt. So we're going to give it to you right now. Hallelujah. Every fear or that thing that we do not know what's next or that situation that we do not know what's going to happen, we're giving you every fear right now. We're stretching it at your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that causes us to be wrapped up, messed up, and entangled, even in our thoughts, we unraveling it right now. And we giving it to you, God. Hallelujah. 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 All the stuff that's going on our jobs that we have no control over, and we silence ourselves because we do not want to get mixed up and wrapped up and think and believe that nobody is going to regard what we say. We laying it at your feet too. Every sickness that's inside of our bodies, God, that we cannot help, we cannot change, and no matter what we take, it is not causing the problem to be resolved. We're giving it to you right now, God. Everything, God, that's holding us hostage in our thoughts, Lord. Hallelujah. We landed at your feet, Jesus. Oh, Baba, because we can't do anything about it. We call Mama Niloko Shanda. And we can't change it. We got to the local see. All the stuff that's hard for us to get past, Lord. Oh, shunned it like I see. All the stuff that's hard for us, Lord, to get over, Jesus. The stuff that's dug deep down in the inside of us, Lord. Hey, we landing and stretching it at your feet right now. Oh, my Dios, see. That stuff that's causing us to think and believe that we're not good enough. Oh, ba-ba-ba-ba, shunned it like I see. We landed at your feet. That thing that we did, Lord, and we think that we are not forgiven for, or we feel regret because we did it. We land it down. We stretching it all out today, y'all. We stretching it before the Lord because we know that he can handle it. He's our friend indeed. He's the one that can free us from it. He's the one that can forgive us from it. Oh, God. We give it to you right now, God. That unforgiveness of our own selves. We stretching it out before you. Oh, God. That's what the Lord showed me. You got to stretch it out in front of him right now. You got to give your go shun it like I see. You got to shake some things off. You got to let go of some things. God, oh, ba-ba-ba, shutting it, little go-see, we stretching it out, we laying it out, we putting it down, we letting it go, God, hey, because we want to be free in our mind, we want to be here, go Sunday, we want to be free in our hearts, God, we want to be free that we can forgive, we want to be free that we can be new in you, God. We stretching it out, God. We keep cold my mind in it, I can see you. We giving it to you right now. We don't want to keep holding on to it. We don't want it to have us in a place of being in captivity or hostage even within our own selves. You got to forgive yourself. You got to forgive yourself and get past it. It's some things that we have all did. That we got to get past. That we got to let go. That we got to stretch in front of the Lord. Oh, mama, nere loco, shane de la casilla. Tachiko, ba-ba-ba, se de loco, shana. Touch each and every last one of us on this morning, God. Give us the courage, God, to face that thing that we did. That we may take accountability of it. Stretch it out in front of you and move on. Help us on today, God. Sever that spirit of condemnation. Sever that spirit of regret. Sever that spirit of thinking and believing that we're not enough or we can never get it right. Help us on today, God, to understand what is trying to rule us in the inside. Oh, my mind, because you are our everything, God. Oh, ba ba ba, say the loco si. He called my mind in the loco si. You are the one that can redeem us, Lord. He called ba ba ba, say the loco si. See, we be so worried and concerned about somebody else forgiving us or doing this or doing that until we cannot get past that thing that we did or that word that we've spoken or that phrase that we had blurted out. See, oh, Baba, shunned the loco, see. Oh, God, remove any regrets right now. Sever your people from that spirit of condemnation, Lord. Oh, Mama, the loco, see. Because you are any and everything that we need. You are any and everything that we desire. You are any and everything, God, that we hope for is in you, God. He called Baba Shed and Okosia. It's so many times, Lord, that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that he Okoshana, that we can't change because we keep repetitively doing the thing. Don't y'all know that the Bible says that thing that I desire to do, that is what I don't do. But what I want to do, I do not. Help us on today, God, to realize, Father God, that you are the only one that can impute righteousness. We cannot get it right on our own. So you have no place in our lives, that spirit of condemnation. You have no place in our lives. Oh, Baba, we will not condemn ourselves. See, condemnation and conviction is two different things. When you are convicted within yourself, then you have remorse and some kind of sorriness going on down in the inside of you. And it causes you to put that pride down and go to that person or that individual and get that thing right. And then in the midst of it, God will start helping you to forgive yourself. Because there's a lot of times that we do things in our lives that we constantly condemning ourselves for it. That's when we do not forgive ourselves. That's unforgiveness of our own selves. See, the Lord had been dealing with me all week. Before this week began today, He has been dealing with me all week about this. I'm just going to stop that because I don't want to tarry because this thing is burning up in the inside of me. See, we as people have a tendency of thinking and believing that folk do not regard what we say. Folk do not be mindful of our feelings. Now, that's just us. Now, we could go over and beyond and do this and do that and do this and do that, but still other folk will say, do, or take action towards us that really violates our peace. It violates our sanity. And we as people believe that is disrespectful. And so those actions causes us to react a certain type of way. And now, whether we know it or not, we are sinning against one another. In that moment of rage and anger, we have a tendency of wanting to get back. We have a tendency of wanting to defend ourselves, and we say things or act a certain way because we want that person to feel just like we feeling. Messed up. Mad. Angry. Sad. Hurt. Because of our perception of what that person said to us or directed to us, it causes us to be emotionally discombobulated. And so these emotions have a tendency of running wild in our thoughts. And because they did it to me, I'm going to do it to them. Because they said it to me, I'm going to say it to them. Because everybody knows what to say or do to hit that person right where it hurts. Yeah. Or we think we do anyway. When we have a tendency of doing it and that person do not react the way that we want them to react, and that's feeling hurt, pain, shame, embarrassment, whatever it is, the way that we feel it, and they laugh at us, we get mad. So, when time goes on, the enemy will bring these thoughts back to your mind. Because that person looking at you, cock-eyed, it not then. As they start looking at you cock-eyed, you get to feeling some type of way. Because of what you said or what you did. And you say, you know what, I'm sorry. I ain't mean to say that, and I ain't mean to do that. But then, even though that person may forgive you, your perception of how they responded when you apologized or said something, it make you feel like, oh, they'll never forgive me. You know what, I shouldn't have never did that. Or I regret saying that. I regret treating that people like that. Now we're walking around with our chin in our neck, thinking that we're not worthy, or things will never change, or it's always going to be like this. And this is the grand slam right here. It'll never be like it used to be with us. And so I regret what I did because it damaged something in our relationship. And so now we walking around feeling a mess every time we see their face, or every time a conversation come up, or every time a word is being said, or every time other folk is around and we see how they treating and the way I treated it, we get to condemning ourselves. I'm here to tell y'all today that condemnation has nothing to do with God. Absolutely nothing. Don't let it rule you. Because in the midst of condemnation ruling you, I did tell y'all before that it's many forms of pride. In the midst of condemnation ruling you, pride sets in. What form of pride is this? That you segregate and degrade yourself because of your perception of what that person or the people feel, or how they look at you because of how you acted, what you said, or what you did. The enemy has you in mental captivity and thinking and believing, oh, is this, and oh, is it? So I'm just going. That's, y'all do know that's a form of pride. Pride of what? Not facing it. I already took accountability of it because I came to you and told you I was sorry. I acknowledged what I did because I didn't just say I was sorry, but I acknowledged it by specifically telling you what it was. So I will not allow an enemy to condemn me and thinking and believing that it ain't gonna change between us because of what I did. So the enemy always wants to put you in a place of darkness. See, when we come to the light, which is Jesus, it changes things inside of us. When that change becomes evident and the enemy is observing it, he said, let them change. Let me make them remember something. I'm finna make them remember that they laughing and joking with the very person I want them to hate. They laughing and joking with the very person that I want them to be against, to fight up against. Let me make them remember. You remember when you did this and so they ain't never forgive you. They did this and they said that and you such and such and such. You better hold on. Don't you forget that. Because if you mess around and forget that, then you setting yourself up all over again for that. Baby, the enemy is subtle and he cunning. He is so deceiving until he'll make you believe what he's saying is true instead of what is being shown to you. That person loving on you, that person talking to you, that person bringing you and telling you and fighting you. But the enemy wants to see you in that place of captivity to make you think and believe that it hasn't changed. Oh, wait a minute. It won't change. Because that's his tactics. See, these are his tools. His tools is to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can steal, kill, and destroy, then he is going to try to keep you in a place in your mind that this is that, when in actuality, it is something totally and completely different. That I did tell y'all that's how he worked. Condemnation has nothing to do with God. It's the devil. The devil wants to rule you in your mind, in your life, and in any area that is pertaining to you. You could be in a place or a situation in your life, and it could be financially, it could be concerning job, for so long until you start condemning yourself. That this is what the enemy will make you think. If you was doing what you was supposed to do in the Lord, then this wouldn't be like that. And that would, and then you would get to messing your own mind up, thinking and believing what he said is true. I shoulda, coulda, woulda, did. Did you hear what I say? Don't let condemnation rule over you because of the enemy trying to deceive you. And because first and foremost, we supposed to what? Believe God. If God say you forgive, you are forgiven. Not only that, if you believe that you are forgiven, you're going to believe this part too. I will forgive you of your sins, and I will throw them in a sea of forgetfulness. So why you still remember? If he forgot, why you still remember? Now you done went to him and you done already prayed. You done already slayed. You done already did any and everything that you needed to do to make yourself be convinced that you are forgiven. Now he done forgave you because you believe he did, right? So why you keep bringing it up? Why allow the enemy to allow... Why allow the enemy to bring condemnation on you when the conviction has already moved you to repent? I'm going to say that one more time. Why allow the enemy to trick you when God done already told you the truth? Why allow the enemy to make you feel and believe that you are not worthy, or you don't have no worth, or you are useless when the Lord already showed you you're valuable when he sent his son Jesus? I'm just trying to, I just want y'all to really get it. I ain't even got to the scripture yet. So why are we still holding on to all these old thoughts when Jesus already paid the price for us and told us that you're going to become new? Don't worry. Don't even try to do it yourself because you can't. I'm the only one that can impute righteousness inside of you. So don't try to. All I need you to do is come and confess. I just need you to tell me, and then I need you to surrender it all. I don't need you to carry it because I don't want you to. I say, come on, ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'm going to give you some rest in it. My rest should be resting on you in the confidence, all because you what? Believe. You believe that I got you. You believe that I'm healing you. You believe I'm forgiving you. You believe that I think good thoughts towards you. So why you thinking that I don't? Because of the enemy over there. And don't have nobody ring your phone. I'm just saying, y'all. Because the enemy use people too, just like God do. Baby, 90% of the time, the people don't even know that the devil using them. They think they do. Well, you know, you my friend. So I as my friend, I'm just going to call and tell you. So wait a minute, hold it. You say you my friend and you calling and tell me something that's going to hurt me? Why you trying to hurt me? I ain't trying to hurt you. I just want you to know. Because you my friend. So I want to know who else you done told this to and what y'all was saying to make you want to call me and tell me something about the folk and the people. I just want to know can I call you right back? Now, that seed done been planted inside of me. And even though I say I got on my helmet of salvation and I'm free from that stuff, I'm not going to sit up here and say that it ain't a strain on my brain. I ain't finna sit up here and lie. See, I'm going to face that truth. I'm going to face the truth that my friend really ain't my friend, because they wouldn't have been trying to hurt me. And even if they was my friend, they going to try to protect me from that hurt, so they ain't going to tell me jack. What they going to do is get on that other person about messing with their friend that I'm supposed to be. I'm shutting it all the way down. Don't call me talking about folk. I'm shutting it all the way down. Now, if you speaking the truth, I'ma listen. And then, this is what Danielle told me. She said, Pastor, we just got to keep praying. We just got to keep praying. I'm just going to keep praying for him, Pastor. Because if I don't, then I'm going to be deceived to start doing and thinking evil. And in that evil, I'm going to believe that they really my friend because they told me something. Now, that's the major deception. Did you see, the enemy will make things seem the way that they are when they really are not that. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? That's why I always say, don't be deceived by what you see and what you hear, because everything you see and hear is really not what it pertains to be. So I pertain to believe that you were my friend, but how could you hurt me and you my friend? You don't want to say, I seen your man over here, such and such, 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 such. Well, when you saw it, then when you saw me, you should have closed your eyes to telling me. You know why? Because you know it's going to hurt me. You know it's going to hurt me. So what you should do is pray. What you going to pray? Father, help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, not to be a busybody. Help me not to be in other folk's business. Father, help me not to gossip, because I gotta tell somebody, even if I can't tell her. So let me call such a girl. Don't you know? Don't tell. I told you though. That, Lord, help me, God, not to be a gossiper. Come on, you. Let me tell y'all a real life story. So, you know, everybody used to come over to my house in Michigan when we went to church. After church, everybody would come over to my house because I always cook a big dinner. Everybody come over so we could start eating. And so in the midst of us eating, they had not got there yet. And so it was me, my sister, and my mom, and a couple more people there. And they was telling us something about my niece. And in the midst of them telling us something about my niece, I'm over there warming up the food. And as the midst of me warming up the food, my daughter like, when that happened? And my sister was like, when that happened? And so I just turned around and I ain't say nothing. And my mama's sitting there. And my mama's saying, baby, don't let that. My mama was just so easygoing. She said, baby, don't let that bother you. But my sister stayed and told, you know what? I such and such and such and such and such. And then my mama say, don't y'all be sitting up here talking about one another because y'all all family. So I'm still stirring up the gravy. I never forget, it was some brown gravy because I put it over the roast. So I'm standing up there and I'm stirring up the gravy. And then in the midst of me turning around, now mama done already told everybody and all the folk and the people that was there before the other folk and the people came that wasn't there, not to say anything because it's going to cause a whole bunch of confusion. Now, why my sister couldn't wait till my niece got there? And when she got there, I didn't even know what was going on because they all went outside in the backyard and everything. You know, they was just all around and all about. And so in the midst of it, my niece came in there and she was all loud and rapping and raving. And then I said, what's wrong with you, Denise? Like that, because it was little Denise and big Denise. I'm talking to big Denise because she named her daughter Denise, so we call her little Denise. I said, what's wrong with you, Denise? She said, such and such, 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 such. My sister walked in the door and I turned around and looked at her. And then she went on over there where my mom is, and my mama was talking to Denise and telling her, baby, calm down. Don't you let that bother you. I went over there to my sister, and I got real close to her. I said, what in the world did you go and tell that girl that for? I said, you want to see them fighting? You want? Well, I thought that she should know. How about I thought that we was going to do what mama said? Shut it down. See, because the Bible declares that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. It don't take nothing but one little bit of seed that can grow all out of proportion. Now, mind you, if she had not ever said anything, not ever said anything, my niece still would not be hating her own brother today. I'm just saying, y'all. No, wait a minute. Did I say that I was in my early 30s then? I'm 56 now. And because she's holding on to that evil and to that grudge and to the, all because of what somebody else said that they thought, their perception, come on now, y'all following me, or what they believe should have been done when it should not have been done. Because the Bible declares that we're supposed to be at peace, what? With all men. So that's what everybody. That's why he said, if you got a problem with me or I got a problem, I got to come to you and get that thing together. And if you ain't hearing it, I'm bringing some witnesses, baby. Keep on, I'm going to the church. Now that's what the Bible say. This ain't nothing I'm making up. Okay. Because that's our old ways. This is the way that we approach things because we feel like I'm going to address that because I ain't going to let them get away with it. Let them get away with it. The Bible says if they hit you one time, let them hit you again. And I'm just paraphrasing. I'm just saying. But who going to do that? Let me walk up to you and sock you in your nose. You going to let me sock you in your nose again? So that's where we go and say, Lord, help me not to be provoked and to do, Lord, deliver me from temptation. Deliver me from evil. That isn't the Lord's prayer. Lord, forgive me for my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. And deliver me from evil. Because as they violated me, as they trespassed against me, as they lied on me, as they betrayed me, Lord, please help me not to think evil when they walk past. I stick my foot out because I want to see them fall. Look, but I'm just saying, we have these thoughts conjuring up inside of our mind. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I know just what I'm going to do. I know how, and I'm going to have this person do it with me. So let me recruit some folk. Deliver us from evil, Lord. Let's go to the book. These are all these old things. The name of the sermon today is Condemnation's Reign. Then it's a colon behind it. Begin again, change within. See, we may not be able to get it right the first time, and I told y'all that we cannot impute righteousness to our own self. But we can begin again in asking the Lord to help us. See, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Condemnation's reign. I said all these things because we allow ourselves to be condemned by the stuff that we experience, what we go through, what we hear, what we see, what we believe, or what we even, quote unquote, know. Because when you know a person is this way towards you, or they acting that way, or they doing this, or they doing that, then what are you going to do with that? He had me to preach a sermon before in the knowing. What you going to do with what you know? Baby, that's a hard pill to swallow right there. Because it's I call them horse pills. I mean, let me cut the thing in half and take a piece at a time. Because baby, it's going to get stuck right here in our esophagus. How many times somebody did something to you and it got right stuck right here in your esophagus and you tried to control yourself? Because it's stuck right here. It could be a tear. It could be anger. It could be fears. It could be rage. It could be revenge. You know what? I ain't going to say nothing. Because if I say something, then you know what? Get me out of here. Because I can. I mean, seriously, it's stuck right here in your throat. Condemnation's reign. We're not going to allow the enemy to condemn us or put us in that place that we don't not believe that God has not already forgiven us or he has not healed us. Because a lot of people, they try to contradict the word of God. And so it's saying Jesus, when he was healing the people, it was a couple of people that he healed. He said, go and sin no more. Okay? They say, how can you forgive them their sins? And then the person, just think about this. The Bible said one man was hurt and paralyzed as a child. So then, and then the Lord say, I forgive you of your sins. Take up your bed and walk. So how he seeing? He see the perception of that. And so wait a minute. If I do it again, something worse gonna come upon me. I'm giving y'all the scriptures, y'all. I'm just paraphrasing. So I'm walking away with that seed planted in me. If I sin, a worse thing gonna come upon me. And then when something happened, I get to thinking about what I did or what I already done did. And then my belief that God forgave me is, say it again, baby. It goes away. Is it? He said today that we want to stretch this stuff out in front of him so that we won't be in that place of condemnation. What is condemnation? It's to declare to be reprehensible, morally wrong, or evil, usually after weighing the evidence and without reservation. How many times that a pastor thought that came to you or something that you did or you and you regret, and then you, that's condemnation. You condemning yourself. Why? Because the enemy is allowing that thing to be replayed in your thoughts and your mind. What is condemnation? It's to pronounce guilty. I'm guilty of it and I'm so sorry and I just feel so bad. Okay, you're forgiven. Why in the world are you still weeping? You to adjudge unfit for use or consumption. We get so condemned in our mind and our heart until we feel like we're useless. To express one's unfavorable opinion of the worth or quality of. And what is reign? To possess or exercise sovereign power. Do that condemnation got power over you? It's controlling power or influence over others. It's the right or means to command or control. Is that thing controlling you so that you cannot get past it your own self in believing that God has forgiven you? Don't let it reign over you. Begin. Again. Start over again. Okay, I came to you. I asked you to forgive me. And you said that you've forgiven me, right? So I'm not going to do it again. So that means all that old stuff ain't going to do what I used to do to make you angry. Ain't going to do what I used to do intentionally. Ain't going to do what I used to do because I'm thinking evil or want evil or want to see your demise. Or I'm thinking ill. I'm not going to do that stuff again because I'm beginning again. Because I believe that Jesus forgave me. And in him forgiving me, you said that you forgave me. Okay? Now, in the midst of it, I'm going to forget all about it. And if something else happened or we have another disagreement, I'm not going to allow that thing that don't exist no more to consume me now. Because it's over. I can't get a do-over. I can't change it. It don't even exist no more. So why is it a strain on my brain? Because the enemy wants us to stay there so that you can be divided from what? Peace. Truth. Reconciliation. All this stuff, y'all. All this. I'm just telling y'all what he's showing me. To begin is to take the first step in a process or course of action. It's to bring something into existence. It's to have a starting point. I'm starting all over again. It's to be responsible for the creation and early operation of the use of something. So I'm creating a new thing in me. I'm not going to think evil. I ain't going to act evil. And when that evil try to come up against me or try to deceive me and make me think I got to do it because of what you did to me, I'm going to say, Lord, help me because I am not a robot. I am human. I cannot be controlled by the flick of a button because they done pushed the wrong button. Are y'all following me? I can't get past that thing, Lord, because of the Get past the past. Because if we do not get past the past, we would not be able to enter into what? The future free. I'm going to say it again. You can enter into your future, but you're going to be in captivity and bondage. If you do not get past the past, you cannot enter into your future free. I got to say it again because he told me to. If you do not get past the past, you cannot enter into your future free. Because I got past that thing. It ain't a strain on my brain when I enter into that next phase of our friendship or our relationship. I learned from my past experiences, and I am going to change within, and I'm not going to do it no more. So therefore, I know things ain't going to go back the way they were, but I know they can get better. Ha! They could get better. Why? Because I'm changing within. Did y'all hear me? Do I need to say that one more time? I'm just going to repeat that one more time. I can't get a do-over of what I did, but I'm not going to allow what I did to hinder me from doing different. Now, how about that? How about that one? I'm not going to allow myself to stay down here when I could be up here in my thoughts. Because my thoughts have what? Changed. My thoughts are new. That don't mean the enemy ain't going to try to make you think like you used to. But you are mighty through what? To the pulling down of what? Casting down every what? That exhort itself against the knowledge of what? God. Against his truth. I'm going to prove to y'all everything I said. I've already preached a sermon. I ain't gave y'all the scriptures, but it's coming. It's coming. Because this is to help all of us to know and understand. Again, condemnation is of the devil. Do not allow condemnation to reign and have power over you. Because God gave you power. He gave you power. He said, according to the power that what worketh in you. Come on. You got power over the devil. You got so much power over him. God said you could step on his head. You can crush his dreams for you. Y'all do know he got a future for you. God got a future and the devil got a future for you too. Which future do you want? Jesus, be my future, Lord. Because the future with him, I don't want that worm that ain't gonna never die coming up out of me. Did you hear what I say? I don't want to burn all eternity. Unquenching, the Bible says unquenching fire. Second Corinthians chapter 5. Begin again. Change within. What is again? Another time. Once more. What's wrong with starting over? What's wrong with that? Change. To make different in some particular way. It's to replace with another. So you're going to replace that good with evil. Evil with good. That good with. Which one is you replacing? To change is to undergo a modification of something. I got to modify my thoughts. Because if I don't, they're going to be all discombobulated and out of order. And when they get out of order, that means chaos going on. And when chaos going on, that means I'm unsettled. Did y'all hear that? I can't be unsettled, because if I'm unsettled, baby, then I start wavering. I start sinking. I start doing stuff that ain't right. I start thinking stuff that ain't good. When he told me to think on things that are pure, that are good, that are holy, that are of good report, that are kind. I don't think like that when I'm unsettled. When I'm unsettled, I get to thinking that it ain't going to happen for me. That means there's unbelief and doubt. I get to thinking it ain't going to change because I ain't good enough. I mean, we don't want to be unsettled, y'all. To change is to undergo a transformation, a transition, or a substitution. It's to pass from one phase to another. Let's say maturity. We just want to get more mature in things that we may be able to accept it. It's to pass from one form, state, or level to another. It's to give up something and take something else in return. So I'm going to give up that evil thought. I'm going to give up that wicked act. I'm going to give up that lie. within. It's in one's inner thought, disposition, or their character. It's an inner place or an area. Let's say to her. Because the Bible declares it ain't what goes in and defile you, but what comes out. And those things get to coming out, baby, when your panties get in a bunch, you get ruffled by your feathers, or some things are said to you, baby. It comes up and out of you when you already said it wasn't there. Liar. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. What is old? It's no longer in use. I can't use that evil thought no more because it's going to put me in an evil place. What is that? Hell? Perdition. What? It's an earlier time. It's having been such at some previous time. It's causing weariness, restlessness, or a lack of interest. This is all old. This is the word that got me right here. And the Lord said, look it up for him. And I thought it was just simple words. These are simple words that he gave me. But until we come into the understanding of it, we're not going to be able to get past the act that we don't supposed to be doing. Now, our mother, our father, our grandma, my sister, brother, they tell us not to do it one thing. But we're going to do the thing anyway because we do not want to get past that phase of disobedience. I'm talking to all the cheery. Because you done been told not to do something, but you going to go and do it anyway. You got to get past it. You got to get mature in your thinking. Not just out of fear, because you're going to get your head cracked. But our thinking process. Okay. Old things are passed away. What is past? Not past, P-A-S-T. Because that don't exist anymore. You can't get to do over. You know, I say past, P-A-S-S-E-D. It's to go away or depart. So what are you allowing to go away from you or depart from you? That old thing that ain't of use. Okay, it's to move in a path so as to approach and continue beyond something. So you got to get past that so you can what? Keep it moving. Ain't that what we say? Keep it moving. But how can you keep it moving when you ain't got past it? I can't get past they said this. I can't get past it. You better get past it. If you don't, you stuck. You're going to be like Lot wife. Standing still. The Bible says that because she couldn't get past the past. She didn't want to let go of some things. Ain't that getting past it? I can't get past it. You better let it go. It'll have you stricken and stuck. Because when Lot's wife, never said her name, got stuck, the Bible says she turned around and looked at the past and became a pillar of salt. So she got stuck just like that. Don't y'all know when you put water on salt, what it do? You better get past some stuff that people done said and what they done did so you can go to your next. You better get past that thing so you can think about your future. Because you still can't get past the past. Keep on looking back there if you want to. You're going to get a crook in your neck and your back going to hurt. I'm just saying. Old things are passed away. What is past? To go or make one's way through. It's to go from one quality state or form to another. It's to undergo an inspection. You got to get past something, right? That's just like, look, a test or a course of study successfully. When you take that test, you either fail or you pass, right? You better pass that test. You better pass that course that you're going through. And course can mean several things. It can mean learning, or you can have course here. That means real napping. You better get past them nappy naps. They cut your finger when you better get past it. It's an effort to do or accomplish something. It's the state of being actual or complete. When you get past something, that means you completed that course, that test, that challenge, that situation, that experience, that concern. And then when you pass something, that means you perfected it. The Bible says that after you have suffered for a little while, then I will make you perfect. So it's necessary that you go through this test. And in the midst of you going through this test, before you take it, that means you got to study, right? And studying, that means you got some kind of knowledge, tools, or equipment that gives you that assurance that you're going to what? Pass. And who is that, y'all? Jesus. I ain't losing nobody, Emma. I want y'all to be able to understand that you may be able to pass. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. What is new? Being other than the former of the old. That means no more. Made or become what? Fresh. It's different from one of the same category that has existed previously. It's not known or experienced before. So it's unfamiliar. And when we go to that unfamiliar territory, baby, that means I ain't comfortable. Because I ain't familiar with it. How many times I done heard folks say, I ain't never been in this situation before. I ain't never had to go through this before. I always thought that was your previous phase. Come get past that. You previously wasn't there. I ain't never. Baby, I always had everything I wanted. I ain't got what I want. That was previously. Come on, get past it. He got to teach you how to be able to go through something that you ain't used to going through. So that if you get familiar with that, then you will be able to be perfected in that. Are y'all getting it? It's all necessary. I'm finna prove it to y'all. Where our confidence be. I already preached all this stuff. St. John chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Believeth on who? Jesus. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So if you don't believe that Jesus is everything that he said to you, and he can do everything that he said he can do, then you are already in a place of condemnation. Now, the Bible just said that. I didn't. I'm going to read it again because I don't want y'all to think I'm making it up. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the condemnation. Now, it's fit to explain it to you. Listen to this. That light is coming to the world. That's Jesus and the truth. And men love darkness rather than light. How do they love darkness? The Bible says we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. The Bible also says that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things, who can know it. So we are evil naturally. Okay? Survival of the fittest. Is that what we say? That's where their competition comes from. It's just a mess, y'all. We love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. I'm going to say it again. And this is a condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. He that believeth on him is not condemned. So God is not a God of condemnation, because I believe everything that he say, it applies to me. Did y'all hear what I say? Say that. Everything that the Lord says, it applies to me. Therefore, I am not condemned. You are not condemned. Condemnation is of the devil. It is not of God. God is a God of conviction. So that thing you did, said, acted, or whatever it may have been, you believe that Jesus is going to forgive you and throw it in the sea of forgiveness. So therefore, your conviction has led you to repent and then begin again. Change within. That's it, and that's all, y'all. Begin again. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is a condemnation, that light is come into the world, Jesus, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. What are your deeds? Something that is done by someone. It's an act of notable skill, strength, or cleverness. What you doing? You better watch your deeds. How you thinking? All righty. You better consider and then reconsider and then consider again. So your deeds won't cause you to not pass or get past. Listen. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Pay attention to this. What is hate? To feel extreme enmity toward. To regard with active hostility. To dislike strongly. How many times you have been exposed or God brought something to you and then you get mad? Listen, let me keep going. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Neither cometh to the light, because they ain't going to tell the truth, lest his deeds should be reproved. What is reproved? It's to scold or criticize or correct, usually gently or with kindly intent, as to correct a fault. People don't want to be exposed. They do not want to take accountability, and they get mad when you say something and then they try to turn it around and make it seem like you the one that did it or you the one that caused me to act that way. Listen, to reprove is to express public or formal disapproval. It's to hold in unfavorable. We don't want to get reproved, rebuked, correct. We don't want none of that. Why? Because I'm grown and can't nobody tell me what to do. My sister told me this one time. This is my older sister. Bless her heart. She passed away when she was 30. I say, now Suzette, her name was Suzette. I say, why you do that? Because I can and I'm grown and what ain't nobody going to do nothing to me. But you are grown. So what? We don't want to be reproved. We get animosity and hatefulness and bitterness and resentment inside of us when somebody come and show us our faults or tell us our wrong. We get to think, oh, you're talking about me. Are you trying to belittle me or make me feel like I ain't gonna know? You making your own self feel like that because the enemy telling you that foolishness. I'm trying to tell you something that you won't do again because God ain't pleased. I'm trying to tell you something that you can have enough courage to take accountability for and confess. Because that's what frees you. Because when I came to you, you did not want to hear. So now you're in captivity. Oh, they talking about me. They don't like me. And now you hate me. You resent me. You're mad at me. It's just a whole bunch of foolishness that the enemy deceives you with to cause you to be divided, not from me but from God. Because if he can keep deceiving you and making you believe and do that thing regardless to who come to you or tell you something, baby, let me explain something to you. That sin is separating you from God, not me. Because who am I? I'm just a messenger. Don't kill the messenger. If I'm the mailman and I bring you that mail and that bill, you is not going to run me down to give it back, because guess what? I'm going to get past you because I let that go. I done let that mail go. Now it's yours. I'm getting past you. I'm going to next. Next. I'm getting past that. The Bible says, but he that doeth truth come into the light. And what is to do? It's to carry through as a process to completion, to be the cause of a situation, action, or a state of mind. It's to bring to pass. I whispered it. It's to bring to pass. So I got to get past something in order to bring something to pass in my life that would take me to the place where God want me to be, and that's completion. That's completion. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest. So if I'm doing the truth, that means I'm accepting some ugly in me. If I'm doing the truth, that means I'm accepting some correction or some rebuke in me. Because I want to do truth. And the only way that I can do truth is if I face that shame, that embarrassment, that fear, that hate. I gotta put on my big girl drawers, baby. I like bloomers, people. I don't want them things up in the crack of my, cause I'm always be digging. And I ain't trying to dig out nothing. I like the free flow. I'm just saying. I ain't finna put on nothing that got nothing, ain't I? Cause I need stuff to be in a stable place. I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real. I need some truth. Did I just tell y'all the truth? Yeah, about me. I ain't ashamed and embarrassed about speaking the truth about me, baby. I'm gonna tell it. Why? Because I done got past that embarrassment. I done got past that shame. I done got past that lie. I done got past that fear of what people gonna think about me. Or what they gonna say about me. Or how they look at me. I done got past that because I don't give a rat's tail. Why? Because I ain't in captivity no more in that thought in my mind. I'm free. I'm free. Why? Because Jesus said, if I abide in him, which is his truth, that he will make me free. And if he do that, he said, I'm free. What? Indeed. He didn't just say indeed. I'm free in deeds. Ha! I done told y'all what deeds is what you do. It's what you thinking you want to do. I'm just saying, y'all. In deeds. Not just indeed. In deeds. Did y'all get it? I ain't losing nobody right there. He said, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest. What is that? Readily perceived by the senses, and especially by the sense of sight. It's easily understood or recognized by what? The mind. It's to make evident or certain by showing or displaying. It's to make something abstract through outward signs. It's to represent in visible form. Ooh, ain't that just like God? That thing that you can clearly see, he can make it invisible. I told y'all how he hid me behind the... Hey! Baby, you will be... I could be looking right at you and then you can be invisible to me. That's just like God. He'll make things invisible that people want to bring to visuality. Now, you may try to make me look bad. You may talk bad about me. You may even act bad towards me. But when other people approach me, they be, oh, you ain't nothing like they see. Nah, they looking at you cockeyed. Why you say that? So, he said, truth will be manifested. That's what I just read. Truth will be manifested. Listen to this. This is a good part right here. That they are wrought in God. What is wrought? Worked into shape by artistry or effort. It's processed for use. It's deeply stirred up. See, when God start wroting that work down inside of you, baby, you ain't got no other choice but to change. I'm talking about sitting on a potter's wheel and he allow you to be the clay, or you allow him to form and fashion you. Then you ain't gonna have to worry about being shamed and embarrassed about what somebody else said or what somebody else doing, because he wrote a good work in you. That means things, he's perfecting a thing because he's the artist. He say, I'm the author and the finisher of your faith. I'm the one that already wrote your story. I knew your end even before you begin to begin. See, you did not know anything that you had to go through, but I'm allowing you to go through this thing that you could get past some stuff and then you can pass to me. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about what God wrote inside you. Can't nobody make you right. You can't even make your own self right. So why you trying to make yourself righteous in front of other folk? Because no matter what you do, they still going to see the wrong in you. I'm talking about the people and the folk. I ain't talking about Jesus, because he see the best in you. When everybody else saw the worst. He say, I will complete that good thing that I started in you. See, he began to do a thing inside of you. And regardless of how many times you stumble, how many times you fall, how many times you did this or you did that, he say, I'm going to give you a heart of conviction. That's when it comes in and say, I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. So when your heart becomes flesh, that means you're going to be able to feel some things and you ain't going to be so hard-hearted. You're not going to condemn yourself for that thing that you did, because you are convicted and you already repented for it. Therefore, once he forgave you, your faith and belief in him caused you to lift your head up instead of walking around with your chin in your neck. Don't mess around and have no whiskers under there. You might scratch yourself. You might. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Because I'm talking about event. I wouldn't give a rat's tail about what. Listen to me when I say something. Condemnations reign, begin again, change within. Do not allow yourself to stay in the old. Enter into the new. Did y'all hear me? Because this time we're going to be ready. It's praying time. Write all that stuff on yellow sheets of paper and red pens, you guys. And as y'all write these things down, I want y'all to come and put them on the altar. Because I'm not holding you alone. So that we can pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. So when you're praying for your family, you're not praying, Lord, change them. Say, Lord, reconcile us. Because if you ask him to change you, then you're going to look at them differently in spite of them being wrong. And then a reconciliation could come inside of your heart that you may be able to minister to them to be reconciled to others. See, that's the difference in your deeds. Are y'all following me? It's a difference in your deeds. I just read all this stuff. I preached a sermon even before I gave y'all the scripture. Come on, somebody. Write these things down on yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Put them on the altar. Stay on the altar and pray for yourself. And then pray for your family. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wives now and to come. Ask the Lord to prepare your heart, that you may be able to receive some things and remove some conditions that you placed on your own self. Therefore, they are conditioned. I'm going to say that again. Let me turn this down a little bit. Lord, touch our hearts on today, Father God, and prepare us for our husbands and our wives now and even to come, Lord, that we can remove the conditions of ourselves so that we won't put them in a conditioned state. Did y'all hear what I said? Because you may wash the dishes, baby, and even if you don't dry them, I like them to be dry. I'm not going to put that condition on you. I'm going to go and grab that towel and dry myself. Change me, Lord. Jesus. Because you're the only one that can do it. Change us, Lord, from thinking evil or even acting evil, Lord. Change our deeds towards one another that we may be free in deeds. Did y'all hear me? Thank you, Jesus. Change me, Father God, from pointing a finger and wagging a head at somebody because they're not doing what I think that they should do, God. But they doing what they think that is best for them, God. And even though what they do go shot now, they thoughts, Father God, may lead them to destruction or even segregation or degradation, Lord. Change me, Father God, from perceiving the thing should be one way so that I can remove the conditions and I will not condition myself. The Lord just told me, he said conditions causes limitations. Conditions cause limitations. Move them conditions. Therefore, no limitations will be on you, your relationship, your family, your children, your sister, your brother. It does not matter. Your family. How about your enemy? I'm not going to put a condition on my enemy because I know that they need to come to me and give me an apology. And my condition is if they don't apologize, I won't forgive them and I ain't saying nothing to them. So I'm going to remove that condition and I'm going to say, Lord, get them a heart of flesh. Get them a heart of flesh, Father God, that they may consider and then reconsider and then consider again their own ways and their own actions, Lord. Help them, Father God, and manifest to them the truth. And if the truth is manifest unto them, Lord, now I need you to give them a heart of acceptance. Let them accept that truth, Father God, that they may come and be true when they really say, I apologize. We talking about God today. We talking about Jesus. Change us, Lord. Change us into what you want us to be, Lord. You are the potter, we are the clay. Lord, let us be actual in you. Let us be complete in you. Let us be whole in you, God. Oh, my man, ne de loco, shane de la casilla. Lord, deliver us from our own selves, our overthinking. Deliver us, Father God, from the deception of the devices of the enemy, God. Oh, my mind, need a little go shut, need a like I see. Let us have stable and sound thoughts of purity and sincerity towards one another. Oh, my mind, need a little go shut, need a like I see. Let your will be done within our lives on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be so grudging and holding on to. Let us get past the past. Every child in the sanctuary, please get on your knees. Every adult, after you get the writing, please bring this stuff to the altar and make sure you stand on the altar and continue to pray for yourself as I continue to pray for and with you. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord says he changes some things in your life, baby. He's going to change some things in your life because people did so much to you until it caused you to change towards folk. But God said he's going to heal that. Thank you, Jesus. Change us on today, God. Change us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want to stay the way that we are. We don't want to act the way that we are. We don't want to be the way that we are, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I'm asking you to touch each and every last one of us individually. I'm asking you to cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. I'm asking you to give us your strength, your peace, and even your hope. I'm asking you to direct us, Father God, in the way that you want us to go, Father God, and not the way that we believe, of course, see. We believe that we should go. Lord, I'm asking you to make us over on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because there's so many things that has traumatized us that we had to go through and experience, Lord, until we have conditioned ourselves, which causes us to limit ourselves, even from loving one another in totality. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give us that completeness in you, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give us that actuality inside of you. Lord, you know any and everything that we need, Father God. And even though we try to express these things to you, even though we have written these things down, even though we have laid them down to you, right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to stretch it out at your feet. We don't want to just stretch it out at your feet, Father God. We want to shake it off. We want to shake it off, Father God, because we want to get past that thought. We want to get past that hurt. We want to get past that pain, God. All them old ties and them soul ties, Lord, I'm asking you to sever them from us on today, Father God, that we won't keep looking through that rearview mirror, God, and looking at the past, Lord. Let us get past the past on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give us a heart of absolutions and forgiveness that we may be able to forgive ourselves, Lord, as we forgive others. Lord, deliver us from the evil that even is conjured up inside of our thoughts and our minds, Lord, by the condemnation that the enemy tries to give us to think and make us believe, God, that we are not worthy, God, and of no use. Lord, you said that we were worthy, Father God, when you sent your son. You said you were worthy, Father God, when you was up on the cross, Lord, and you say, it is finished. Lord, finish that thought on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and wipe it away. Lord, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that even when somebody else does evil or wicked towards us, God, that we, Father God, will be transformed in our mind and even in our heart, God, that we will not continue to react or have revenge or think evil or wicked towards one another, Lord, but we want to be whole and complete in you. And the only way that we could be complete on you, Father God, is if we give it all to you right now. Lord, I'm asking you to go in and uncut our hearts on today. Let us not point the finger or even wag the head. God, yoko shatne de loko sana. Or either gossip about one another, even in our own hearts. Don't you know that you could gossip to your own self about somebody else? Lord, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be of a sound mind, to be purified in our hearts. Give us a heart of flesh on today and uproot and remove any and everything that's not like you, Lord. Sever that loud today, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not cleave to the dust. Let your truth rest, rule, and abide within us on today, God. And even in the midst of us believing that you have forgiven us, Lord, let us forgive ourselves. Help us on today, Father God. Sever that regret that we have, Father God, and that thing that we said, did, acted, or even reacted, God. All of our deeds, Father God, we want to be pleasing in your sight. So we're asking you to help us on today, God. We're asking you to situate us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, a position that you have already designed us to go in, God. Oh, God, be cold, ba-ba-ba, shutting it, loco, sanaha. And we're giving it all to you right now, Lord. We're giving it to you, Lord, because we know that you can handle it and that there is nothing that is impossible with you. Absolutely nothing. We tati oko shanene o okata akanene loko shana. Oh God, we crying out for your help on today. Because there's some things that's going on inside of our minds, our thoughts, and even our hearts and our lives, Lord, that it's hard for us to get past. We want to get past it on today, Lord, so we're going to confess it to you right now. We're going to empty it out right now. We're going to surrender it all right now. Help us to get past it on oko shanene mamanene loko sana. We release unto you right now, God. We release it right now, God. We are kashanet loko sana. Detach it from our hearts right now. Detach it from our thoughts right now. Detach it from our lives right now, God. Unmangle us, Lord. Let us not be stuck to that spider web. We want to be free. We want to be free within. We want to be free within, God. But only you can do it. You, Lord, help us, God. Oh, ba-ba-ba, shanne de loko sana. Help us right now, God. Oh, mama, nioko shanne de la kasiya. Hayo de loko sana. We giving it to you. We giving it to you right now. We giving it to you right now, God. Iko, ba-ba-ba, shanne de loko sana. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us from people. Deliver us from people. What they say, how they look at us, what we think they feel about us. Deliver us today, Father God, even from our own selves. Oh, mama, nioko shane me boko so de la kasiya. Haya maha shane de loko siya. Take us to a higher degree in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want to be in the same condition tomorrow as we are in today. We want to go a little bit higher in you, God. We want to go a little bit deeper in you, Lord. He called my mind in the loco shine de la casilla. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hiya, my man, in the loco shine, my man, in the loco sia. Oh God, he called my mama, shine the loco sana. It's some stuff that we still holding on to that somebody said or did to us that we have not got past and we have not let go. Get past it today. Release it today. Because these things are captivity. The enemy wants to keep us in hostage. He wants to keep us in that place of bondage. Oh, my mind, little local. See, no, you cannot do it on your own. So confess it and admit it to the Lord that you need some help. You need some help not to control folk. You need some help not to try to control the situation. The Bible declares that that's a form of witchcraft. You need not to be stubborn. The Bible says that's witchcraft. Oh, my mind, little local. See, and who have deceived you into believing or bewitched you into believing a lie instead of the truth? Do not allow condemnation to reign on you. Father God, touch each and every individual, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I pour oil over their head, Father. I'm asking you to give them the shield of righteousness, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will reign within the lives of your people, God. Oh, my mind, little local, see ya. Oh, my mind, little local, see. Because this time, Lord, we want to get it right. We want to do better. Oh, Lord, this time, Lord, we want to do right. And we want to do better. Oh, my mind, little local, see. There's so many times that it's hard for us to do it, and we want to remove the limits. We want to remove the limits. We want to remove the limits. Thank you, Jesus. We want to remove the limits and the conditions that God do just what he wants us to do. Oh, my mind, loco, shut me like I see. Oh, baba, she, loco, see. Hi, your mind, loco, shana. Eco, my mind, loco, see. Do it today, God. Do it today, God. That's it. The name of the sermon today, Condemptions Reign. A calling. Begin again. Change within. Do not allow the enemy to deceive you. That's it. Let it all go. Let it all go. Don't hold it in. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, Baba Shanita Lokosia. Help us, Lord. Eko Mama Nita Lokoshana. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is going to give you a peace. And knowing if you believe, remember what the scripture says. If you believe that he is the Son of God, you believe that he forgave you. You believe. So therefore, you will not be condemned. Condemnation and conviction are two different things. Conviction leads to repentance, that you may change within. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Prepare us, Lord. That's it. Don't y'all hold it in. It's an individual thing. We want to pass the test. Thank you, Jesus. Continue, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to touch each and every individual, Lord, that's releasing these things and letting these things out unto you, God. We stretch, and what he said today, stretch these things out before me. Oh, Baba, shun little local, see ya. stretch these things before us. Oh, mama, little Okosha, little Akasi. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We want to be ready. We want to be able to pass these tests. These things are so challenging. Or put us inside of that place of thinking and believing that it won't get better. We got to stand on the word of God and knowing and believing that if he said it, it is so. So if Jesus said it, it is so. We can't walk around and exalt things higher than God. If you're sick inside of your body, he says by his stripes you are healed. Believe it, it is so. If we got some things going on in our minds and our thoughts, he regulates the minds. Believe he can regulate your thoughts and your mind in that situation. Jesus. We don't want to allow things, ideas, to put us in this place where we cannot be free and stay free. So, Father God, touch your people on today, each and every individual on this altar, each and everybody that even came in late, God, do it for them. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. The Lord says that he's going to change some things for you. There's a lot of times in our life that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that we're doing the right thing when in actuality we're doing the wrong thing. But God says that there's some distinctive things that he has already placed in your life and have already showed you. And at times in your life, you have disregarded them. God says he's raising it back up in this season. Don't beat yourself up on what I should have did, what I could have did, or how I could have did it. Don't do that. Get past the past. It don't exist no more. You can't get it to do over. You can't change it. And neither do it even exist anymore. We learn from these things, you guys. And in our learning, it gives us the wisdom to pass it. Because he said, after you have suffered for a little while, then he will perfect. So that thing that he's perfected down inside of our life, the next stage is establishment and then strength. So that if it come again, you can get past it again. All right? You can get past it. You can get past it. Don't beat yourself up no more. Regrets is when we do not forgive ourselves. No more regrets. No more regrets. I need to anoint your feet, sweetie. I need to anoint your feet. Because the Lord says that your walk has just begun to come into fruition. That your walk has just begun to come into fruition. You have learned so much in the spirit realm. You have learned so much through your trials, your experiences, and even your tests. God said, now is time for you to walk in the fullness of his glory. You know that's the book. Now is the time that he purposed for you, for his purpose. Take your socks off for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, Lord. There's some things that you got before God. Two major things that you got before God. He said he's going to do it for you. You know why? Because you ain't got no hidden motives and no hidden intentions of these two things that's troubling to you. It's too troubling. He said he's going to do it for you. Desire is to please me. The Lord said, you want to please him. There has been some stumbling and some trails that you took the wrong turn. But God said it was necessary. Hey! It was necessary that I can pull the pureness out of your heart towards me, and it will be stabilized from this day forward. From this day forward, says God. He said, you seek me and you have found me in totality. No more partiality in your vision. He's here to give you some in-depth tools. When he say in-depth tunes, baby, he finna go deep. He's gonna allow you to go deep. Even in ministering to people. Don't condemn yourself no more. Did you hear me, prophet? Did you hear me? This is a begin again. This is a new step for you. This is a new direction to. God is going to take you to the realms that you have not even tapped in yet. See, you think you can tap in? You ain't tapped in yet. I'm going to take you to some realms unknowing and be noise to any man. See, there was only one man that had all the wisdom that was available that we could carry. Did you hear me? I'm going to tell you something that many people would not even tell you. The Bible says that there was only one man, and his name was Solomon, that had all the wisdom that anybody could ever imagine. So I prayed the prayer. The Bible says that no man was ever born or will be or have that wisdom that Solomon had. So this is what I prayed to God. I said, Lord, I want you to give me the wisdom to go in and out amongst your people. I said, I know what your word says about a man would never have the wisdom that Solomon had. I say, but Lord, I desire, and I'm not a man, I'm a woman. So let me tell you what God for to do for you. I'm so happy for you. The Lord says that to take you to realms, be noise to no man on the earth. You are not gonna just walk in heavenly places, but you are gonna speak heavenly riches over my people, says God. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that there are many people that's going to desire to go and what God shows you, that they eyes have not seen and ears have not even heard what God is going to allow you to speak into the atmosphere of his people. See, God had to pull that pride down out of you. He had to take you to that low place. I done told y'all, you got to go down before you go up. He had to get you to that place of humility and meekness that the fear rose back up in you concerning him. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I ain't seen you in years. But God. See, if he had not allowed that to take place in your life, he couldn't move all the barricades that were hindering you to walk in his riches. Spiritually. I'm talking about some things that he's going to allow me to impart today. For you to use for his people. What he's going to allow me to impart in you today. Do not get a man of filthy lucre. Because he's going to raise you up, baby. You're going to go to other nations, says God. See, you ain't got to prove yourself to nobody anymore. Did you hear me? To be seen anymore. See, what you think that you deserved that other men should have elevated you or given you credentials, God already authenticated, chose, and handpicked you to set you apart. They weren't qualified to give you something that God had already predestined. Boom. And if they're not careful, God gonna put them on his back. For the whoremonging. For the deception of his word to control. That's witchcraft. God has favored you. And he had to pull you out in order to sit you up. It was all a shadow. I ain't say set up. I said shut up. See, God got to shut some mouths concerning you, man of God. When he moved them scales off your eyes, it was almost like you was in shock and couldn't believe that you even contribute or even indulged in the foolishness. Oh, God, right. You know, I ain't taking this, boy. But God.
Start that song over, please.
Weep me. Because it's for you. It's for you. I need more than that. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
He say, turn not again. Turn not again, says God. Oh, mama, niya kashani de loko sana. Oh, ba, she de loko sana. The Lord told me, he say, I am sending distinct men of God to this ministry. That will lift up a standard for the men in the community. That they may learn how to walk, how to talk, and how to live holy unto God. Oh, mama, niloku shanaha. Oh, God, I'll pour your spirit. I'll pour your spirit, God. Show your people how to walk. Show them how to talk. In your word, Lord. Oh, my mind, I want to anoint your feet. I want to anoint everybody's feet in here. Everybody in this sanctuary, I want to anoint your feet. Oh, Baba, share the local sand. Oh, God. Jesus. That's it. Praise him, man, Lord. Oh, mama, need a local shana. He called mama. You've been wanting to give him that yoke. The Lord say, give it to me. Don't worry about what nobody else doing, how they doing. Don't worry about who's looking at yoke. He say, praise me like it's in your bowels. Hey, God. Hallelujah. 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 You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. And we bless you right now. We bless you with the fruit of our lips. We bless you with the clapping of our hands. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We're giving it to you, God, because you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. We're blessing you. We're blessing you. Let it go, Shanna. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. I'm moving some things. I'm moving some things. I'm moving some things. I'm rectifying some things. I'm settling some things. I'm fixing some things. Yay, God. Yay, God. Do it for your people, God. Do it for your people, God. Do it for your people right now. Just say, Lord, do it for me. You know exactly what I need. You know how much of it I need. Do it for your people, God. Do it for your people. Do it for your people. You got to anoint their feet because you're a burden bearer. As you anoint their feet, God is going to allow these things to be lifted up off these people. Do it, God. That's it. Speak in your heavenly language. Ha! Ho, Baba, Sunday, the local sea. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, Lord. Do it, God. Every burden that they're carrying, everything that she's been holding on to, God, in the last 3 years that tried to break her, change some things for your daughter. Lord. There's so many of your people that's broken. Lord, they don't even know where to go or what to do next. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord.
Oh, proud to be. Or you may be hurt tonight. You may be left alone. Your natural daddy may be gone. Your natural father may be gone. But come on, let our heavenly father wrap his arms around you. Let him love you right there. Come on, come on, come on. Just
see, sometimes we got to speak in our heavenly language. Because it confuses the enemy. A lot of people tried to stop the mouth of the prophet. Oh, ba 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 ba, shede loko sana. Oh, mama ni akashani de loko siya. A lot of people who call mama ni akashana. He call ba ba ba, shede loko sana. He kani de loko siya. A lot of people wanted to stop your mouth and shut you up. Oh, mama, ni akashani de loko sana. You can't go back to the old. Oh, mama, ni akashani de loko sana. You can't go back to the old. Oh, mama, ni de loko siya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, I want you to pray. Oh, my mind, little Lucia. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the rain of your glory fill this place, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, as you wash, oh God, every vessel in this place, God. Oh God, as you move, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, allow your winds, oh God, to blow everything, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, hallelujah to God. Oh God, let your winds blow, God. Blow, Lord. Blow, Lord. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear you, Lord. All things new, God. All things new, Lord. All things new, Lord. All things new, Lord. All things new, Lord. For you have settled in this place, God. For you have settled in this place, God. Oh, as your sweet spirit saves us on every vessel, God. As your anointing flows, Lord God. As the yokes are being broken, lives are being resuscitated, God. Hallelujah to God. Newness has transpired, God. Hallelujah. Infilling has taken place, God. All eyes have been opened. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So thank you. For the King of Glory has shown up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we, God, move out your way, God, and as, Lord God, you're speaking, God, in this place, God, oh God, we thank you, God, for settling and speaking to us, oh God, your vessels, God, oh God, our ears and hearts being attentive, God, to your voice, for your spirit and master. Deliverance in this place.
Yes.
The turnaround.
Thank you, Jesus.
The turnaround.
Thank you,
Jesus. The turnaround.
Thank you, Jesus.
The turnaround.
Thank you,
Jesus. The turnaround.
Thank you, Lord.
I keep hearing resuscitation.
Thank you.
That's what I keep hearing. Resuscitation.
Thank you.
Resuscitation. Resuscitation. On my way here, I asked the Lord for something, and God declared a decree. But He said, the house of refuge and resuscitation. For there's a rejuvenation in the belly of you, woman of God. Hallelujah to God. To resuscitate them, pull out and bring them forth from among the vines that have tried to choke the life out of them.
Hey!
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I hear the Lord say, praise God. Many have come through just to get resuscitated. And God said they left with their barrels full.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
God. And oh, say my dear, la bahaya. Hallelujah to God. Church, I hear the Lord say that there is barrels all in this place. Barrels full of oil. Full of oil. Full of oil. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah.
We thank you for your presence, God, and even being mindful enough, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be Okosia, to think of little bitty old us. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the courage that you have given us, God, and the words that you put on our mouths, God, that we may be reassured of what you have already declared. Hey! We thank you for doing it, God. We thank you for doing it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give this your man, God, strength, God. As he has outpoured, God, your people, Lord, he called my man, give him strength, Father God. Direct his footsteps, guide his paths, Lord. As he lay prostrate before you, Lord, surrendering it all. Oh, God, he called my man. Rejuvenate your people on today, God. Restore your people on today, God. Oh, mama, nedeloko shanedelakasia. Complete the work that you begun in every individual in here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mama, niyakasha nedeloko si. Oh, baba ba shedeloko sana. For you know what we need, God. You know what we need, Lord. We thank you in advance for what you are about to do. The Lord says that he is going to enrich each and every individual in here. Accept that thing on today. Know that God is a God that cannot lie. Oh, mama, nidolokosia. He is the kind of God that if he said it is simply yes and amen. Oh God, we glorify you today and we lift you up. I dare not take your glory. We dare not take. You are the only one in here, Father God, that has the spotlight. Oh, mama, nidolokosana. Outpour, Lord. I just see oil in your hands. Jesus. Oh, God. Your will, your way, your purpose, your plan, God. Whatever it is that you have designed, it is so. Even now. Oh, mama, nidolokosi. Even now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, touch this woman of God on today, Lord. Any and every burden that she lifted up off your people, God, we release it unto you right now. We give it all to you right now. Oh, ba ba ba, shade lokosia. Oh, God, take it from her, lift it up off of her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are gonna, in the beginning of the sermon, the Lord said that he wants us to stretch it all out before him. He laid down and stretched his entire being in front of God. And he said, Lord, I surrender all. And surrendering it all, it does not just mean my body, my heart, and my soul. He's talking about every problem, every situation, and every concern. He was not even here in the beginning of the sermon. And he stood here, and all he was saying was new. And that's what the Lord had me to give y'all. All things passed away, and all things become new. We accept the new on today, Lord. We thank you for the confirmation and the declaration and for decreeing some things over our lives that we may remember that you are a God of new. You don't change, but you want the newness to reside in us. Oh God, do what you do best, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mama, nidolokosha, nidolakasi. Do what you do best, Father God. Iko, bababa, shedolokosana. Oh, mama, niyakasha, nidolokosia. Oh, baba, shedolokosha, nidolakasi. Oh, God. So concerned about so much stuff. Oh, mama, nidolokoshana. Oh, Baba, Baba, say the local shana. That assurance in him.
It's a peace that holds you together.
The peace that holds us together is that assurance in knowing that he is I am.
It's the kind of peace that lifts you up.
He is I am.
It's the kind of peace that
he is I am. The Lord said he made you a promise. Is he not doing that thing for you? God, see, God does his best work in the dark. Can I explain that to y'all? See, when we think he ain't doing nothing, he's doing something. Because he got to keep you in the dark so you won't get in his way and put your hands on it. He does his best work in the dark. Think about it. The Bible says in the beginning, the earth was without form and it was dark. It was and he starts speaking some things into existence. He start declaring and decreeing some things. And everything that he spoke and declared, he said it was good. So he does his best work in the dark. We need to stay in the dark, because if we wasn't, we'd be trying to work it out ourselves. What? Oh, but that peace. I gotta play that song. I gotta play it. He does his best work in the dark. Did y'all hear me? Can I talk about you for a minute? See, this young lady right here. The Lord said that he was going to heal her body. He was going to do some things for her. For 15 years, she walked around with HIV. Are y'all hearing me? And the Lord said it. He was going to heal you, didn't he? He said it. He told her he was going to heal her, and she walked out this door. When she walked out the door, she got real sick and real weak. Did y'all hear what I say? And so she had to go to the hospital. And the doctor said that she was walking around and only had one pint of blood left in her body. She had no blood. I'm sorry. And she had no blood in her body. Who knows that there's life in the blood? Without blood, you cannot live. Okay? They had to give her blood. See, what's that word that you used? That you took? The Lord had to resuscitate her. So, she didn't have no blood in her body. See, the Lord had to filter her. Your faith and the facts don't line up. See, you believe God, but the fact of the matter is, they told you something else. It didn't line up. But when we pour down that thing that messes with us in our mind, it gotta line up with the word of God. It ain't got no choice. See, he had to filter her from all that. contaminated blood, that they could put some more blood inside of her body, that she can be resuscitated. But, and she don't have to. She ain't got to. She ain't got to walk around here no more and take no medicine. She ain't got to walk around here no more and be careful with what she drink or what she eat, because she's healed. When she went back to the doctor, they said all her levels and all that other stuff was balanced. So she don't have HIV no more. We talking about life. We talking about, and then the enemy wants to come and try to deceive and make you believe that it ain't true. But we talking about God. She done got past that doubt, because he manifested, what did I tell y'all? The truth in her life concerning what? Her own life. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. It has not even entered into our thoughts or our heart what he can do and what he's capable of. And he's able. So while we thinking he ain't doing nothing, he's doing everything that need to be done that we could be healed, delivered, and set free. Did y'all hear that? He does his best work in the dark. Sometimes we don't need to know what's going on, so we won't put our hands to it. He already done it. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your hope. We thank you for being in our midst and making us to remember who we are in you. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for the declarations. We thank you for the promises. We thank you, Father God, for doing what you do best. And what he do, y'all? He come and see about us. We thank you for that. We honor you and we glorify you, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, y'all. One more time. One more. Just everybody stand on their feet and let's just get God. Hallelujah. We just want to bless him. There's always something good, something God. I love you guys so much. You may be seated. I just want to thank God for his spirit and for the move of it. I thank God for his presence. I thank him for loving on us today. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Now, baby, give the people the envelopes. Thank you. Everybody got their hand raised. If you're going to do cash out, please make sure you still fill out an envelope and put the amount in there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something good has already happened. How about that? It's about to take place. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, every last one of these prayers is on the altar, God. The ones that we emptied out and put up here, Lord, I'm asking you to consider them. Remove any hidden motives and any hidden intentions. Let your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan be done in each and every last one of our lives individually. In your son Jesus' name.